The Banner by Inchesamud Bey is after the Mishnah. The Mishnah talked about four different ways in which the Karban, or the Zevach, I should say, of the Todah might be possible, and therefore the Mincha, the loaves, also could become possible as well. We talked about if you shecht the Karban with the thought of Chutzlamana, Chutzlam Koma, really, based on today's Gemara, you should separate them out. They're two different things, so it's five psulim. Chutzlamana, Chutzlam Koma becomes a treifa, or it turns out to be a balas mum, or shalolishma. Those were the five potential disqualifications of the animal carbon, which then affect potentially affect the kedusha of the lachmei toda. You can see there on the table, I charted out the two different versions of the machlokes that's going to apply here. Masnis and Mani, the Gemara kicks it off, three lines up from the bottom, talking about primarily the Balmum discussion, but it's going to affect all of them. But who is our Mishnah like? When our Mishnah presents the different rules for disqualification of the bread based on what happens to the animal, who are we following here? Rabbi Meir, we're following Rabbi Meir in the following Braisa. Disanya, here we go. Braisa presents first to the view of Rabbi Meir. Zeh klal, here's a general rule. Kol shepisulo kodem shchita, lo kidesh halechem. If the disqualification that occurs for the animal is before shchita, so that it never undergoes a kasher shchita, then the bread never requires its kedusha. Pisulo achar shchita, if the disqualification occurs after the shchita was fine and then something else happened, kiddush halachem, then the bread acquired its kedusha from the time of the shchita, it doesn't lose it afterwards. And now we get examples. Shchata chutz lizmana v'chutz l'mekoma. If the shchita employed improper machshava, your thought was either for the wrong time or the wrong place, kiddush halachem, he says, that doesn't count as a disqualification before shchita. Your shchita is fine, and therefore the bread acquires kedusha. On the other hand, shchata v'nimtzeis treifa lo kidesh alechem. If you shecht it and then it turns out to be a treifa, the bread does not acquire its kedusha. Taba v'ayintezim et aleph. Shchata v'nimtzeis balas mum. If it turns out to have a blemish, then we have a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kadosh or Kadosh, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Kadosh. Rabbi Eliezer says it acquires its Kedusha, Rabbi Yeshua says it does not. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the position of Rabbi Meir. So looking at the table on your sheet, I've charted it out and I put the agreed upon ones in the three right hand columns to separate them out from the two where there's a machlokas. So the Shalo Lishma, everybody agrees, we didn't even mention it in the Braisa. We said if you do a Shalo Lishma, clearly the bread did not acquire Kedusha. If it turns out to be a treifa, everybody agrees also didn't acquire kedusha. If the thought is chutz mano, everybody agrees it does acquire kedusha. And as we'll see more clearly in the Gemara, the rationale for that is because when forget splitting the animal and the bread. In general, if you shech the karban with the thought of chutz mano, it gains kedusha. It's just that it's pigle. But we say it's kasher, and if you eat, you get kares. It's not kasher, but it's possible. But the shchita is considered to be a valid shchita, and the animal acquires its kedusha. So to hear the bread will acquire the kedusha, and everybody agrees on those three points. Shalo lishma, no good. Treifa, no good. Chutz lizmano, good. The chutz l'mekoma, Rabbi Meir says, is also valid to give it kedusha, and we'll see the Gemara is going to discuss why that is. And balmum, that's where the machlokes is, and we'll have to see why there's a machlokes. If it's clear that when you shecht it and it's a treifa, it doesn't acquire kedusha, why should I have machlokes regarding balmum? The Gemara is going to want to know that. But that's the position of Rabbi Meir. I probably should have put the Mishnah in the chart also, because that would have made it even more clear. But in any case, that's the view that we believe is presented in our Mishnah. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Third line on Ayin Tesem at Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yehuda lo nechliku Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua al sheshchata v'nimtzeis treifa shelo kidesh. He says everybody agrees. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree regarding treifa. That doesn't give a kedusha. That we said everybody agrees. V'chutz lizmano shekidesh. And everybody agrees. V'chol ma'aminim. That the chutz lizmano does work. And Rashi there makes the point. The top line in Rashi Ksavyad. He says what I had said before. Pshitul on the kidesh ha'olum Everybody agrees that it works because it's effective as far as rendering it subject to pigul. So fine, everybody's good with that. Everybody agrees regarding balmum that it does not acquire Kedusha. So that's the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says there is no machlokas in our last column in the Baal Mum case. Where is the debate? Al chutz l'mekomo. That's the debate. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kidesh. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Kidesh. Rabbi Eliezer says it acquires Kedusha. Rabbi Yeshua says it does not. And Rabbi Yehuda now explains why he has this view of the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Why should there be a machlokas on the point of Chutzlim, on the point of Baal Mum? Omer Rabbi Eliezer.
Before
Shechita. Everybody agrees we're talking about a mum that was there already, and only becomes obvious, so it should be like the Treifa case, no? So that's our problem. So he gives you the explanation. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer's argument is as follows. Ha'ol v'chutz l'zmano pasul. V'chutz l'mekomo pasul. Right? If it's chutz l'zmano, we already say that the karban doesn't fulfill your obligation. It's pigul, but it doesn't fulfill your obligation. And chutz l'mekomo also doesn't fulfill your obligation. And again, everybody agrees with that. Thought of the wrong place doesn't fulfill your obligation. So ma chutz l'zmano kidesh, just like chutz l'zmano works to give the bread kedusha, av chutz l'mekomo kidesh. So too, if you do it with the wrong place in mind, that also gives it kedusha. So the argument is that everybody should agree that chutz l'mekomo gives it kedusha, just like chutz l'zmano gives it kedusha. That's the simple and straightforward argument that Rabbi Yehuda presents in support of what Rabbi Eliezer would say. I'm Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says, "How of a chutz l'mekomo pasul?" I'm sorry, this is not Rabbi. This is within Rabbi Meir, right? I misstated that. This is within Rabbi Meir. Thank you. The statement is right. The is this within Rabbi Meir? Yeah, it has to be. It has to be right there. Yeah, I don't know why I thought that it was Rabbi Yehuda originally. Okay. But Rabbi Eliezer's position will be Chutzla's. Yeah, you know what? It's the flow of it. It's the flow of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer's right. So Rabbi Eliezer's position is Chutzla's mano is Kidesh, Chutzla Makomo is also Kidesh. I'm Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says, however, Chutzla Makomo apostle, Ubal Mum apostle, he says, Chutzla Makomo, we know, doesn't fulfill your obligation. Baal Mum doesn't fulfill your obligation. So Ma Baal Mum lo Kidesh, Ab Chutzla Makomo lo Kidesh. The Baal Mum doesn't give it Kedusha, so too Chutzla Makomo does not give it, Chutzla Makomo does not give it Kedusha. Okay. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Now we get to the argument. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Ani demisiu lechutz lezmano, ve'ata demisa lebal mum." I compared chutz lemekomo to chutz lezmano, and you compared it to bal mum, to the case of the blemish. Nira lemi doma. Let's see to which you can make the comparison. Im doma lechutz lezmano, nidonenu michutz lezmano. He says, let's see who's right. To which should we compare the chutz l'mekomo case? Should we compare it to Baal Mum, or should we compare it to chutz l'zmano? Hischa Rabbi Eliezer lidon. So Rabbi Eliezer begins with his argument that chutz l'mekomo is like chutz l'zmano. He says, done in psul machshava mi psul machshava. They ain't done in psul machshava mi psul aguf. He says, it's logical. They're both thought disqualifications. Chutz l'zmano, chutz l'mekomo. Are thought disqualifications. Therefore, one law should pertain to each, as opposed to Baal Mum, which is a physical disqualification of the animal. That I'll compare to Treifa. That's the argument of Rabbi Eliezer. Vein Dunim Psul Machshava Psul Aguf. We don't deduce the law for a thought disqualification from a physical disqualification. Hischa Rabbi Yeshua Lidon. To which Rabbi Yeshua comes back and says, "Ah, Dunim Psul She'ein Bokaris Mipsul She'ein Bokaris Va'yochia Chutz Lizmano She'psul She'yesh Bokaris." He says, first of all, the Chutz Lizmano triggers a pigle possibility, and if a person eats pigle, he gets kares, as opposed to Chutz Lizmano, which just means it's a disqualified carbon. You shouldn't go eating it. But it's not subject to the pigul laws. So he says, chutz l'mekomo, therefore, is not in the chutz l'zmano category. It's in the baal mum category. You have a behemoth baal mum that gets shechted in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not supposed to eat it, but it's not under pigul.
Shouldn't there be a kal v'chaymer? If a psul karis, add kedusha on the lechem. So she ate a psul karis for sure. She had kedusha on the lechem.
No, because psul karis we associate with a higher degree of kedusha, not a lesser, right? The psul karis is because dafka, it has a higher degree. Right. That's always the trick about pigul. You have to keep remembering that it's actually better, so to speak, in a cosmic sense. And further, he says, you know what? You don't like my Balmum comparison? You want to do a psul that's related to machshava? Fine. Use shalo lishma as your point of comparison. It's a thought disqualification, and therefore it's like chutz l'mekomo. There is no kares involved there. There's no pigul involved in shalo lishma, and yet the animal doesn't acquire kedusha. So Rabbi Yeshua says the same thing is true for chutz l'mekomo. That's my idea. V'shasak Rabbi Eliezer, and he manages to silence Rabbi Eliezer. No small feat. The Rabbi Eliezer is known to stick to his guns, but Rabbi Eliezer here says fine. Okay, I agree. Echben Moda. Rabbi Meir Maishna Shchata Ben Imtzes. That's the end of Rabbi Yehuda's explanation. Rabbi Meir Maishna Shchata Ben Imtzes Treifa Davi Psula Kodem Shchita Umaishna Shchata Ben Imtzes Balaz Mum Delavi Psula Kodem Shchita. Rabbi Meir says, I don't understand. When you told me that if you shechted it turns out to be a treifa, it doesn't acquire kedusha. The bread doesn't acquire kedusha. I understood that. The same thing should be true by the Baal Mum. It has a physical disqualification. The disqualification was there all along. So why shouldn't it? Why should the bread acquire kedusha? So the Gemara gives a cryptic answer. Bedokin sheba ayin valiba de Rabbi Akiva. It's dealing with a flaw, a mum that occurs in the eye. Remember the Dokin sheba ayin from the Gemara in Gittin, the Tisha B'Av Gemara about Bar Kamsa, where it's a mum that we would look at as a mum, but the rest of the world doesn't see it as a mum. And more important for us is that it isn't even a mum when you're dealing with ophos, when you're dealing with birds. It's only a mum when you're dealing with animals. It's considered to be this very minor flaw that we happen to disqualify. Valiba Rabbi Akiva, following the view of Rabbi Akiva, that it's so minor, it's so minor that he says if an animal has a mum like that, and you put it up on the mizbeach by accident, lo yerdu, it doesn't descend. You don't bring it down. So his argument is that's the type of mum that we're talking about here for a real mum, so to speak. If the animal has an obvious mum, then I agree with you. We treat it like treifa. The bread doesn't acquire kedusha.
But how can you see this kind of mum before the shechita? Why just after the shechita you can see it?
Right. So I think you're right. This is not diagnosable post shechita. It must be that somebody saw it beforehand and then didn't stop the shechita for whatever reason. No one paid attention to whatever it is. And then afterwards he came in and said, you know, this had a Dokin Sheba Ayin. I don't believe you can diagnose Dokin Sheba Ayin post shechita. No, you can see it before shechita. Someone must have seen it but didn't succeed in stopping the shechita.
Well, Hanu not involved before shechita, right? They're professionals, they saw it, right? By shechita, it's a question bizarre.
So that seems to be what happened here. So Rabbi Meir's point is that the Baal Mum is not comparable to the Treifa. It's the Dokin Sheba Ayin case. Parenthetically, I don't know if you're following along in the Gemara as the differences between the Rashi Ksaviyat and the Rashi that's in the body of the text, the pseudo Rashi there. But here you have one of those fascinating differences between them. Rashi here in the one that's on the top, the one that's not really Rashi, says Bedogin Sheba Ayin Davi Mum Over. It's a temporary mum of Eino Nikar, and it's not visible. No one knows why Rashi put in Davi Mum Over that it's a temporary mum. What that has to do with anything? If it's a temporary mum, That's not what makes Dokin Sheba Ayin unique. And in fact, Tosfos in Zvachim, back on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, talking about him, Olu Lo Yerdu, said that Dokin Sheba Ayin is the fact that it's not Mechusar Eiver. It's not a gross blemish. And he made the point that it isn't just Dokin Sheba Ayin, but it's all the mumen in that class of minor mumen. It's all of them. He doesn't even mention anything about a temporary mum. So the Rashash says, yeah, there seems to be a machlokas between the Mefarish, who is posing as Rashi, and that Tosfos over there. In any case, that's the position of Rabbi Meir. This Baal Mum is actually subject to machlokas Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehoshua. That's the idea. V'Rabbi Yehoshua, it should say Rabbi Yehuda, really. What's the opposing view? Back in the Gemara, Ki Amar Rabbi Akiva Imalu Lo Yerdu B'Psula Digufei Avol Kedusha Lechem Lo. He says you're right. We are talking about Dokin Sheba Ayin. However, Rabbi Akiva's stance about if it went up on the mizbeach, you don't take it down, is one law. It doesn't affect the law of kedusha of the bread. Imalo Yerdu means Imalo Yerdu, fine, but it's still a physical blemish. It's still considered to be something that's a mum that existed pre Shechita, and therefore the bread will not acquire its Kedusha. Itmar. We then learn a machlokas Rabba and Rava that parallels the machlokas here between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Chatas sheshchata chutz lizmana im also lo teirin. Rashi makes the point it's not just a chatas, it's even a chatas. If you shecht the chatas chutz lizmana with a thought of the wrong time, and then you put up parts on the mizbeach, im also if it goes up, lo teirin, you don't take it down. Even though the standard is higher for chatas, like in terms of shalal lishma, even still it doesn't come, what goes up does not come down. Chutz l'mekoma, if you have a thought of the wrong place, so our edition, I'm going to read it with our edition, even though Rashi as and the Ksaviyat, as well as Shita Mekubetz, has reversed Rabba and Rabba here, but it's just going to be easier for me to do it this way rather than switching it every other word. Rabba amar teired, Rabba amar lo teired. Switch it in your mind as we read. The Rabba says you do bring it down if it's chutz l'mekoma, Rabba says you do not. Right. Correct. Rava, Rabbi Yoshua. He's taking the view of Rabbi Yoshua, who said, who borrowed this discussion about him also teret, him also lo teret here. V'Rabba, Rabbi Eliezer, within the view of Rabbi Yehuda about chutz l'mekomo, right? It's within the view of Rabbi Yehuda about chutz l'mekomo. So Rava is following Rabbi Yoshua, who said that it doesn't acquire kedusha. And therefore, I'm also teired. And Rabba is following Rabbi Eliezer, who said that it does acquire the bread, does acquire the kedusha, and is saying that that therefore I'm also lo teired.
But we say that the psul is not before shechita, but it kicks in afterwards.
So it really is odd. It's really part of the shechita, the psul. The only question is it a full psul? I think that's really where we get stuck.
He just wants to give the lechem a kedusha, so we said there's no psul before shechita, but there's a psul afterwards that it shouldn't go on to the mizbeach.
Right. Well, everybody agrees that this is possible in just the mizbeach.
The gabiteret,
right. Right.
So why is it tali in the machlokes of the lechem getting a kedusha?
Because the bread gets its kedusha based on the time of the shechita, not based on what's going to happen afterwards.
Right. And we're basing that it should not come off the mizbeach because the lechem got a kedusha.
Right. So the question really is
this.
Right. I think that's the fundamental question: is whether shechita with an improper thought like that is shechita or isn't. In other words, do I view it as you did a good act of shechita, but there's an ancillary problem here? The ancillary is also Yiddish. There's an additional problem here. Or do we say that it's a promise inherent in the shechita? This isn't called shechita. That's really, I think, what this is about. So he says, V'hadar be Rabba l'gabe de Rava. Rabba recanted and followed Rava. Really, again, it's Rava recanting to follow Rabba. Midahadar be Rabbi Eliezer l'gabe de Rabbi Yeshua. Since Rabbi Eliezer recanted to follow Rabbi Yeshua, right? That's the way we ended that. So he
quiet.
Yeah, that's good enough for us. V'ika de Amri. Alternatively. Right, so the result of that would be teirid, right? That would be the result for the chatas. V'ika de Amri, alternatively, af al gav de hader be Rabbi Eliezer l'gabe de Rabbi Yeshua, granted Rabbi Eliezer recanted according to this whole discussion within Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer recanted on chutz l'mekomo. Nonetheless, Rabba l'gabe de Rabba lo hader be. Rabba did not recant to Rabba, because he said you can't compare the chatas with the bread of the Toda. Hasam hudaka amar le. When it came to the Lachmei Toda, we said, let's deduce Chutz L'mekomo from the thought of Shalol Lishma. Shalol Lishma didn't work, Chutz L'mekomo doesn't work. When it comes to the Chatas, the rule by Shalol Lishma is if it goes up on the Mizbeach, it does not come down. It does gain a degree of Kedusha, in other words. So therefore, the law by one is not necessarily the law by the other. Don't necessarily make that analogy, which undermines the whole idea of the analogy, but that's the idea. Okay. Last point here before the Mishnah, the bottom of Ayin Tezemet Aleph. Shchata Shalol Lishma, we said in the Mishnah that if you shech the animal Shalol Lishma, then the bread doesn't acquire Kedusha, and we compared it to the ram brought by Moshe during the Miluim, and the two lambs of Shavuos, both of which also have bread associated with them, and if you shech the animal Shalol Lishma, the bread does not acquire Kedusha. So our Papa wants to know why you left other bread out of the party. Amar Papa, Shavak Tana Didan El Nazir, Dishriach, V'nakir El Miluim. He says, why are you bringing me the Miluim as an example? That's a one-shot deal. You did, right? My dahava hava. You dedicated the Mishkan, and that was it. Why not bring me something that's a lot more common? We see this every day. The ram of a nazir. Maybe not every day, but we see it more often than the miluim at any rate. So he says, why not use that one? The Tana Didan, Iker Milsa Nakat. Our Tana took Iker Milsa, the essential point. If you take a look at Rashi, he brings two explanations of that. Either Miluin Karbi Tchila Lachola Karbanos VeKarban Yachidu. His first approach is that the Miluin were considered a private karban, and the reason that they were called Iker Milsa is simply because they were the first karban brought in the Mishkan. VeHu Adin LaEl Nazir. But it doesn't mean literally it's the first karban, because we had karbanos at our Sinai. Maybe not. But the same rule would apply to the ram of the nazir. Lishna acharina, alternatively, miluin karban et sibor. He views them as a communal karban. The kisve atzeres, karban sibor, as well as the shruas ones are karban sibor. So he wants to include the ikar milsa, meaning the karban sibor, as the point. Even though the tauda is a karban yachid. So I'm not entirely clear on the lishna acharina.
But well, that's the El Nazir according to Lishna Achrina.
Yeah.
It would be a Huadin or not Huadin?
Well, he didn't bring El Nazir.
Right. So
what, how would I know it? How would I know El Nazir? No,
what would be the din?
Oh, yes. I think
so. The first shot says Huadin. It doesn't get a Kedusha at Alechem.
Right. So I don't have an answer for what he's doing in the Lishna Achrina. I don't understand his Lishna Achrina. Yeah. Okay. Mishnah. This is a tangent now. We talked about in the previous Mishnah what happens to the bread if the animal turns out to be pasul. So now we talk about what happens to the nesachim if the animal turns out to be pasul. We're just jumping over to nesachim with it. I should note that the Bartanura says we're talking about communal nesachim specifically here. Nesachim, remember, are the wine and the oil that comes with the animal. Hanesachim shekitshu bekli. You put them into a kli shareis to gain their kedusha. V'nimtza zevach pasla. And then the animal turns out to be no good. Im yesh zevach acher yakrivu imo. So if you have another animal there to bring as a karban, you for whatever purpose, you use these for that animal. V'im lav hi paslu balina. And if not, you let them go bad by letting them sit. That's what you do. So Omar Ziri. He says they don't acquire full kedusha such that lina will apply, or leaving the Beis Hamikdash will disqualify them. As Rashi explains, they don't acquire that kedusha ela b'shchitas hazevach until you actually shecht the zevach. But our Mishnah said that they were in the kli shekitshu b'kli. Rashi says lav dafka. Don't worry about it. It didn't really mean it. Ziri is saying that's not really true. It doesn't acquire its kedusha for real until you shecht the carbon. My time, or why? Amar kra, zevach unesachim, because the Torah says, zevach unesachim d'vayom b'yomo, the animal and its nesachim, but he uses the word zevach. Yeah. Zevach means shchita. That's why.
So when we say in the Mishnah, makes a zevach puzzle that was after shchita?
Correct.
Look right away, next line. Tanan.
So now we get a new question. We have a big question that's coming in here. Tnan hanesachim shekitshu bekli v'nimtza zevach pasul. We learn that if the nesachim go in the kli, they become kodesh in the kli to whatever extent, and then the zevach is disqualified. Im yesh zevach acher yikarvu imo v'im lav yipasul balina. If you have another animal, use it with the other animal. So he says, my lav the ifsal b'shchita. Doesn't that mean where the shchita was no good, and yet you're calling the nesachim kodesh? You're calling them holy. Lo de ifsal bezrika. That's actually talking about where the zrika was what disqualified it, but the shchita was kasher, and therefore the nesachim became kodesh. That's the idea. So he says, kiman. Who does this? Whose view is this? Kirebi, is this like Rebbe? The Amar Shnei Devarim Hamatirin Malin Zebelozeh. That if I have two different elements that will give something kedusha, in this case shchita and zrika, having one alone already gives the kedusha even without the other. So because you made it through shchita properly, the nesachim became kodesh, even though the zrika was not done properly. No, not necessarily. Afilu Tim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Even Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon would agree. Even though Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon believes that when you have two matirin, you need both. Here he would agree it gains his kedusha with the shchita. What are we talking about here? Kikon shekibel daman bekos v'nishpach. You caught the dam in the cup, and then the dam spilled. so that you did your shechita properly and you were ready to do your zrika properly. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Savar la kavase de avua. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon follows his father's view. Damar kala only lizro kizaruk dami. He says anything that is ready for zrika is considered to already have, to already experience the zrika. That's the idea. He's following the view of his father. Okay. That's the end of that point. We're not done with Rabbi Lazar Shimon though. Omar Mar, we said here, im yesh zebach acher, if there's another animal that's shechted, yikarvu imo. Right? You bring it with another carbon. You brought your animal, as we now understand it based on Zeiri. You did your shechita, the shechita was fine, and then something happened to prevent the proper zrika. But you did your shechita, they became kodesh, so fine, substitute them to another, switch them to another carbon. Ah, wait a minute. The Omar... If I bring a mincha and I have oil that I'm supposed to mix in with the flour, that oil may not be used for any other mincha. So Rabbi Yana answers, Lev Beis Din Masne Olehem. He says, Lev Beis Din, Rashi says, Shel Kohanim. Like the Barzanura said in our Mishnah, he says that the Beis Din that's in charge of all of this from the Kohanim is makes a condition when they purchase the oil. Im hutzrichu, not the oil, right? The Nesachim. Thank you. Im hutzrichu, v'imlav yulezevach acher. If they're needed, fine, and if they're not needed, we'll substitute them for another zevach. That's the idea. So the Gemara says, really? First of all, I have three questions. First of all, iachi shemenami. If that's true, why doesn't it apply to the oil you're mixing in with the mincha? You should also be able to switch it. Shemen gufa de mincha. The answer is because the oil is a physical part of the mincha. It's not nesachim, which is a secondary item brought along with the karban. It actually is mixed in and it's part of the mincha. That's different. Second question. Velisnu alein de nifku lechulin. Well, once you're making conditions, you should make really good conditions. You're making a condition that it can be switched to another karban. Make a condition that it can become mundane entirely, that it can lose its kedusha in the event that something happens to the karban. You can go home and drink it. Why are you going halfway with your condition? Gizera shema yomer motzien amikle shareis lechol. Because then people might think that you can take something that was already in a kli shareis. Granted, Kli Sharis didn't give it full Kedusha, apparently. But they would think you could take something that had been in a Kli Sharis and then make it mundane. To which he says, Hashanami, Gezer Hashem Yomru, Nesachem Shefrishon, Lashem Zevach Zek, Sherin Lashem Zevach Acher. Well, in that case, why aren't you worried that if you do this substitution, people will think you can generally do switches among Karbanos? So he says, like with the oil, he says, Hatani Matisya ben Yehuda, the answer is, Matisya ben Yehuda, a rare Tana, taught that wasn't true, it isn't that you can just switch it to any karban. It was a specific case. It's where there is already another shechted karban waiting. And so what? So Rashi explains that people are going to assume that this had already been designated for that other karban. Because it's right there, it's already shechted. People aren't going to realize this is a substitution. But if you don't have a shechted karban there, then what? Nifsa balina. Then it will indeed be disqualified by lina. In other words, you don't substitute it. If no one has an animal to use this for, then you simply let it become disqualified. That's the idea. No, but then why didn't you say so? Adetani seifa im lav yipaslu balina. Once the seifa already said if you can use it for another carbon, good. If not, it becomes disqualified. So you're already giving me a branching of the tree. You're saying either this or that. Liflog v'lisni b'dida. Why don't you present even finer detail and say explicitly b'med rama. When is it true that you switched to another karban? Where there was an animal shechted already. But if there is none there, then no, let it become possible with lina. So why didn't you say so in our Mishnah? You're already presenting detail, so present all the details. So he says, Hachinami Kamar, you're right. That actually is what he was saying. When he said, if not, let it become disqualified Belina, that's what he meant. Bamed Ramamurim, when is this true? Shaya Zevach Zevach Bosa Shah. There was a shechted one. Avalein Zevach Zevach Bosa Shah. But if there is not, Nasa Kamisha Nifsla Belina Oksulin. We treat it as though it was disqualified with Lina, and it is possible. And it's funny the wording, treat it as though it had become possible Belina. But we are going to have to wait for Ibertsura, for Lina in any case. Okay, end of the third wide line. Gemara asks a third question here. Umi Islay la Rabbi Shimon Lev based in Mazda Leyan. Does Rabbi Shimon really believe Lev based in works that there's a condition of the based in that this should be able to be substituted? Sorry, yeah, that you could change it from one to the other? Sorry? Yeah, correct. What do you mean? We learned that if you have a carbon tamid that doesn't end up being needed, but it's tamim, it has no mum. So Rabbi Shimon says you can't redeem it because it's tamim, and the Chacham say that you do redeem it. So Rabbi Shimon is tamim, you can't redeem it. Why not? Why not say based in made a condition if it's not going to be used, it doesn't have full kedusha? Shani hasam the islu takanta bereiya. The answer is it's different there because you have other options. You can year out shistoy, let it graze, let it get a blemish, and then redeem it and use the money for the mizbeach or for another carbon tamid. Tosfos notes that this is another example. We saw an example like this back in Ayin Beis of holding Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon responsible for the same position. Right, we have Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. We said, oh, he holds like his father. Right, on the discussion earlier, but we're linking them as far as Lev Beis Din Masne Aleihen, and just assuming that whatever position one held, the other held as well. Okay, Mishnah, Vlad Toda Utmura Sub. What we get to now in this Mishnah is the issue of which type of carbon toda requires bread. We know a normal carbon toda requires bread, but you can end up with a carbon toda that's not a normal carbon toda. You can end up with a vlad of a carbon toda, right, if it has a baby. You could end up with a tmura of a carbon toda, which you're not supposed to do, but if you did it, you have to bring it as a carbon. And you could end up with a substitute that's a legitimate substitute. If you lost it and you dedicated a new one as a carbon toda, and then you found the original, now you have a backup carbon toda. And the question is, for these latter three, the vlad, the tmura, and the substitute, do you bring them with bread or without bread? That's the question. So the Mishnah says, vlad toda, the child of a carbon toda. Rashi notes here, it's where the animal was already pregnant before you dedicated it. The reason I think is because otherwise, if it was dedicated and then it mated, then it's a zebezegorim. The young has a mixed kedusha because it has kedusha from the mother, which was a carbon, but the father was not a carbon. Here, the vlad already existed, and then you dedicated it as an uber inside the mother. I think that may be why Rashi specifies that. So in any case, vlad toda, the young of a carbon toda, utmurasa, as well as the tmura substitute. So hifrish toda va'avda, the hifrish acheras tachta. You lost the first one, you designated a backup, and then, parenthetically, found the first. Eina tu'uno lachem. In no case do you use bread. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, "V'ikrival zevach hatoda chalos matzos," etc. You bring the bread with the zevach hatoda. Hatoda to unalechem. Only the toda itself requires the bread. V'lo v'lada, not its young. V'lo chilufa, not its substitute. V'lo tmurasa. We went out of order here. Or the tmura, none of them to unalechem. None of them require bread. So Tanu Rabbanon, the Braisa now deduces this law that we bring these animals. I brought you the pasuk here on the sheet, the pasuk that we're going to build on. It's only the first half of the pasuk that we used. Tanu Rabbanon, Braisa says, Mahu Omer, Toda Yakriv. What did the pasuk say? It says, Toda Yakriv, the Toda you will bring. Minai and the Mafrish Todaso v'avda v'ifrish acheres takta. I jumped the parentheses. The Minai and the Mafrish Todaso v'avda v'ifrish acheres takta v'nimtes harishona. What about where I lost the first, dedicated a new one, and then I found the first? V'reishtei and omdos, both are standing there. Minai and she'ezme and she'yirtse yakri v'lach ma'ima. How do I know I can bring either one along with the bread? Because we expand Talmud Lomar Hatoda Yakriv. We take the hay, al zevach hatoda, and we say, the toda you shall bring, whichever one you call the toda. Yochol shtei shnia tuna lechem, so maybe the second one also should require bread. Talmud Lomar Yakriv Venu. No, bring it, only it, singular, echad velo shnayim, one, not two. Acha shariba akasev umiyet, well, since you expand, ha toda, and then you miyet, you minimize and you reduce, then you said yakri venu, so minayim larabos vlados v'chalifos utmuros lakrava, how do you know that you bring the substitute as a carbon at all? How do you know you bring the tmur as a carbon at all? Tabad lomar im al toda. Im al toda evidently is an expansion of some kind to include even these other todos. Yachol yutunos lechem. Well, in that case, if you're saying you should bring them, then maybe they should require bread too. Tamad lomar v'yikriv al zevach hatoda. No, the pasuk says, bring on these zevach hatoda, hatoda to an alechem, only the toda itself requires bread, velo velada, not its young, velo chilufa, not its substitute, velo tamurasa, and not the tamura to an alechem, none of those are going to require bread. Rashi notes here, this last question that we asked of yachol yutunos lechem, isn't reopening the question about the backup one that you separated legitimately. That we already resolved. It's only really a question about the tamura as well as the vlad, which we didn't have from the pasuk. Last point. Chilufa was separated legitimately. You lost the original, and now you needed to come up with a new carbon. So you're all right. You weren't trying to put it in place of the first. It's just that you didn't have the first. So you separated a new carbon toda, and then you found the first one. So now I bring one as a carbon, and the other one is dedicated, but has no reason to exist. So I have to bring it, but no bread. The tamura is illegal. The tamura is where you say, here's my carbon, and this is in place of my carbon.
Yeah. I want my carbon back.
Yeah. Shmei, I want my carbon back, correct. Shalach Rav Chanina Mishmeid Rav Yochanan. Rav Chanina taught in the name of Rav Yochanan, he said the following message, Lo shanu ela la'achar kapara. Aval ifnei kapara tu'unin lechem. He says, this statement that you're making here, that the substitute, the chiluf, doesn't get bread, that's assuming you actually did assuming you already did the first one. But until then, if you choose to bring this one, of course it's going to require lechem. And the Gemara actually now has to revisit that line from Rav Chanina Mishmei Rav Yochanan and ask what exactly you're talking about when you say the before and after it's brought. I'm not going to blow the ending for you. That's going to be the discussion tomorrow. I will leave that to Rabbi Vail to unpack.